Burnaby, B.C., Const. Nicole Chan believed she would never return to work at the Vancouver Police Department because human resource officers went to the hospital when she was apprehended under the Mental Health Act, a police sergeant told a coroner's inquest Monday. SGT. Corey Betch, who described himself as a friend and mentor of Chan's, said he spoke with her the night before she died of suicide. She was anxious about workplace rumors, he told the coroner's jury. It got so bad that she couldn't even, she didn't want to be around members in uniform, or members at all towards the end of her life, he said. She had zero contact with anybody from the VPD, other than myself, at the end. He said Chan still remains a topic of the department's rumor mill. That part of our work culture is not healthy, but it's very difficult to confront, he said. Chan was also angry that Sergeant David Van Patten had been able to keep his job, Betch said. The inquest has heard that Chan accused Van Patten of extorting her to continue a sexual relationship. If he was there, she was just in an untenable situation for her to try and get back into policing with him being in the organization, Betch said. He said he didn't know how serious her situation was when he talked to her the night before she died. I wish that somebody had given me a heads up on how she was, and what happened that night. Had I known more details, I probably wouldn't have ended with a phone call, he said, referring to her apprehension and hospitalization under the Mental Health Act. Chan died January 27, 2019. Adam Irish, a paramedic with BC Ambulance Services who responded to Chan's apartment that morning, described how he and his partner found her unresponsive with no possibility of resuscitation. Other first responders, including VPD officers, who attended Chan's condo told the inquest that the scene looked like a well-planned suicide. Chan had laid out several items, including a suicide note, her passport, a BC driver's license, her police identification, a wallet and a notebook. The note asked that her dog Ollie be given to her sister, Jennifer. I love him, I love you, Jen. I'm so sorry. There's nothing anyone could have done, Chan wrote. The notebook, which was left on her kitchen counter alongside her other personal items, included pages that read, How can I return? No boss would want to work with me, and, I don't want you to take me to court and hold it over my head for the next few years. I can't do this anymore. Chan, who was on stress leave at the time, died 3 weeks after she wrote a victim impact statement about Van Patten. The letter, addressed to New Westminster police who were investigating Chan's allegations against Van Patten, said she was sexually assaulted by him in his apartment. She detailed her anguish that Van Patten, who was a senior officer, had taken advantage of her in an imbalance of power while she was severely depressed. Chan said she was already suffering from mental health challenges, but the sexual assault by Van Patten aggravated her condition, stalled her career, and affected her ability to maintain relationships. Her sister told the inquest last week that Van Patten was blackmailing Chan to continue a sexual relationship. A civil lawsuit filed on behalf of her family last year says that around January 2016, Chan approached Van Patten to help her in her pursuit of a position on the department's emergency response team, and he began extorting her in July that same year. The legal action was filed against the BC government, the City of Vancouver, the Vancouver Police Board, the police department, its union and four officers. However, a notice of discontinuance was filed in the case in September relating to one of the officers. None of the allegations have been proven in court. The statement of claim says BC's Police Complaints Commissioner asked the New Westminster Police Department to investigate the claims and it recommended charges against Van Patten. Transit Police Chief Dave Jones, who was previously at the New Westminster Police Department, told the inquest Monday that the Crown Prosecution Service determined it would not pursue a sex assault charge against Van Patten. Jones, who conducted the Police Act investigation, said he concluded four allegations of discreditable conduct by Van Patten were substantiated. He said his investigation concluded in December 2018, but because Van Patten denied the allegations, a hearing was set for March 2019. He said he did not know what Chan knew when she died, but that Van Patten was ultimately dismissed from the force about a year after her death. Betch told the inquest Monday that he believes the biggest systemic change the department could make would be mandatory mental health check-ins for all first responders. He said the department has implemented mechanisms like increased peer support since Chan's death, but having health professionals check and document office's mental state would be a good thing for the department. The inquiry is expected to conclude Tuesday, and while the five-member jury can't place blame, it can make recommendations to prevent deaths in similar circumstances. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 30, 2023. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.